You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GDA, moderate.
KFA, GBA. Here is NAWRO, Macomb County. How copy, sir?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, this is GBA. NAWRO, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I heard you throw your call out there for half a second. I wasn't sure if it was here on VHF or on UHF there. How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. Got the day off. And it might be nice weather. So, hey, I'm doing great today. How about yourself? Over.
Oh, yeah. So far, so good. That weather's going to be nice today. I did get some back field mode yesterday, but I'm looking forward to knock off the backyard as well. It gets a little warmer, and that dew gets off the grass. But, we talked yesterday, I think it was, just want to throw out there, the name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, NAWRO. I'm in Macomb County, and if I'm correct, I think you're in Saginaw County. Over to you.
Oh, forgive me for my ill manners here. My mom and dad raised me better than that. I'm Tom from Birch Run. I live up here in Birch Run, and got into this maybe March 11th, I think it was, and I'm learning along the way, and just trying to get out and, meet people on the radio. I really find this to be fascinating because used to talk on the CB back in the 80s and 90s, and, right now, it's good for just highway traveling, but as far as communicating with anybody, it's hard to even do that out there, but I tell you, the ham community has been so welcoming. GBA, over.
NAWRO, yeah, it's definitely a good hobby. There's so many different avenues you can get down. We were doing, we were doing the simulated test on Saturday morning, and during that time period, we do this thing called WinLink, and WinLink is kind of like supposed to be a radio form of email for emergency messages, and that's quite fun to try to master that. But then, there's just so many other, avenues you can go down, DMR being another one. I got that T-shirt, so to speak, about 6 months ago, or a little bit more than that now. That's another mode. I haven't tried Fusion yet. I may not go that route, although I do have a Yaesu radio in the shack here. But, there's just so many things you can do. But, yeah, Well, you know, welcome to the hobby. I know you've been in for a little bit. So, and again, good signal coming. Back over to you.
Well, I thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And that's what I like about this here. Everybody's so welcoming and informative. Right now, I just got a kind of a cheap little setup. I'm using a TDI radio. It's a H3 Plus. And I got a 50 Diamond A antenna about 30 feet in the air on a flagpole. And, you know, everybody tells me I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome with it. And like I say, just got into it, but I followed the AI on this and asked them for the best budget kind of setup. And I am extremely happy with mine. I use LMR 400 for my coax. And as far as getting into the radio stuff here, I'm going to go volunteer over in Frankenmuth for the MS walk on Saturday. And so, you know, starting to expand into it. So, you know, and have something to look.
Well, Tom, I copied at least most of your last there. I don't know, maybe you timed out? Not quite sure. Right at the end, it kind of chopped off. But, yeah, once again, good signal. I think you're in the Guilford repeaters. That makes sense. You got to be pretty darn close for that good signal. Of course, the repeaters do the heavy lifting. And I think you mentioned a TID radio. I just picked up an H8 or an H9. It's the one that does the APRS. And I want to kind of get into that a little bit. So it's the only HT I have that has APRS on it. And I want to kind of figure that out. Back over to you if you're there.
Yeah, I got that there. Yeah, I think it timed out or something. It seems like it does that after so long. I don't know. Maybe my radio might do that. But I only paid like $35 for mine here, my H3 Plus. And I am really happy with it. I think, you know, and to be honest with you, how I got into this is I accidentally bought one off of Kimu, the selling place there on the Internet. And I thought it was just a walkie-talkie. You could mess around with the stuff like that. And I found out you need a license. So, well, you know, just went ahead and just dove in, I guess. Over.
Oh, yeah, we got to do it the right way with the license. But, yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, they have their places. The, shall we say, the budget radios. And now TID radio is not as, you know, it's a little bit more costly. You know, there's different variations. And, yeah, you know, everybody's got a little, well, maybe not everybody, but a lot of us has a collection of Bofangs, and they are what they are, you know. I do like that DM32. That one's kind of drilled into an affordable way, entry level to DMR, I guess. And it is, you know, reasonably priced for what it's worth. You can get them a little bit over $50, and that gets you into the DMR world. But then, of course, as time progresses, you probably, you know, get some more quality equipment. But we all do what we can. We got to live within a budget. Back over to you.
Yeah, excuse me. I noticed that, what is it, Yaesu or the little more expensive radio there, they have a mobile/base station one that you could use for a base also for about $500. And that's the one I've been having my eye on, and like I say, the AI's been leading me through this with the radios and stuff. I accidentally bought, I got a Baofeng too, and it's the cheaper one for like $20, and that's the first one I got. And then I seen the H3 here, and I'm like, ah, it looks pretty good. It's Bluetooth compatible. Got a little bit of a spectrum on it, and I was curious about how that works and stuff like that. Still learning, of course. And so I looked, and I'm going to probably get the $500 one here pretty soon. Over.
NAWRO, yeah, I copy your last. I have, I guess, what could be described as a little brother to the 500. I have the FTM 150 with the ASB filter on it for my bass. Sorry, I'll turn that down. And I definitely like it, especially with the ASP filter. And I think the 500 comes with that. But it's nice for picking out really weak signals. You can turn that filter on, and you know, something you wouldn't normally be able to hear, you can actually hear. Definitely a good radio. Yuzu is a good radio. I like it. Of course, the A and B side, you know, just like a lot of them. I have an ICOM in the car that's a little, less expensive, but it still works really well. But, a lot of options out there. 500 is a good radio.
GBA. Now, the ICOM, I've seen them, and I don't know too much about them. You say they're pretty good on the budget side, though, right? Over.
N-A-W-R-O. And it's not really budget. It's just this particular model that I have. It used to be my base, but now it's in the car. It's an ICOM 2730. And, it's a good radio. It just didn't have that filtering that I was talking about that Yaesu has been marketing lately. I've got no problems with it. But it's a little different. These are all, in this, the way it is, they're all mobile radios. And then you get a power supply for your shack. And then that mobile radio becomes a base.
Yeah, like I was saying, back in the 80s, I used to talk on the CD a lot. And what I did was, I couldn't afford to go out and buy. It was the 80s. It was some tough times back then. And I couldn't afford all that. So all I did was I got me a Uniden, I can't remember, Bearcat? Something like that. Just mobile for the car. Put me a $20, $25 cheap antenna out on top of my, we had a chanty that was metal. And I didn't know this, but putting that antenna on top of that metal chanty just helped it out so much. And I could get out at least, I would say 6, sometimes 8 miles on that thing, believe it or not. Over.
Oh, yeah. It was quite some time ago. I hate to say how many years ago, but yeah, I was on 11 meters as well. I did a little of the sideband stuff. I think mine was a unit in Madison or Washington. I can't think. I still got it downstairs in the storeroom. It's, I'll have to pull the Commodore 64 off of it. It's probably all with the one Commodore 128. That's all that stuff's downstairs stored. But I moved on in 93, I think it is, and I got the ham license. And didn't do a lot until recently. So many years have passed, and then I got involved with the ARPSC Aries group here in Macomb. You might want to check your county out. I'm pretty sure they have an ARPSC group, and that you can do that volunteering, like for parades and stuff you're talking about. I think they're active up where you're at. You might want to take a Google search or something.
Yeah, they got a club up here in Saginaw. They meet, I believe, a couple of them. The one for Saginaw meets at Harry Brown Airport every Friday, first of the month. Every Friday, first of the month at 7 o'clock. I couldn't make this, this month, but I'm probably going to go in June and, like I say, introduce myself out here and get myself known a little bit out here. And because I enjoy this, man. I really, really do. It just reminds me of back in the day on the CBs where you could actually sit and have a decent conversation with somebody without somebody just cutting in and being smart aleck about everything. It's nice to see friendly people in the community and in this kind of environment. GDA, over.
Yeah, I have to agree with you that 11 meters is just typically trash, unless you're doing a long trip on a highway, and then you might have the truckers helping you out. But other than that, it's difficult. And just a tip, I want to go ahead and give your full call sign every 10 minutes just to comply in case somebody's listening. Ha ha, if you know what I mean. Other than that, The other comment would be GMRS. I was in on that for a while. They were experimenting with that. That kind of went the way of 11 meters as well. So I think it's best we stick with the ham bands because they are very welcoming nowadays, and that's what we're trying to do, get the newer generation in. Quite fun to see some of the younger kids. We have one of the kids from Lapeer, Wyatt. I don't know if you've heard him on the band. He's quite intelligent. He's grabbing the lingo down real quick. So, but with that, I think I'm going to sign because I got some work to do. But I didn't want you to let your call just hang there because I remembered your call sign from before. So, Tom, you have a good day. This is NAWRO. I will be out after your final. Have a good one.
Well, thank you, sir. I definitely appreciate that and all the help along the way. I definitely don't want to sound too green out here, right, as old as I am. But, no, hey, thanks for your time and everything. You know, thanks for coaching me along. Let me know what's going on. That's why I get out here on the radio. And, Tim, it's nice talking to you. Feel free to holler at me anytime you hear me on the radio. And this is KFA GBA. Out and clear.
KFHFES. Monitoring. KFHJS. Was that KFHJS, I think? KB800E. Good morning, that was KO5-8. Golf Sierra, that is, finding good six. Oh, all right, I had your call confused with somebody else. I'm not even sure I got his call right, though. It's been a decade since I talked to him. No problem, no problem. He's probably tall, good-looking, intelligent, well-liked by others. he lived by the shop I used to work at in Lapeer. I got to clear out of here. I got to finish doing some cooking, and then I got to hit the road. But I'll be back on a little later. 7-3, nice to make your acquaintance. Name here is Mike. This is Kilo, Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, KB8-OOE for the Phonetic Alphabet Challenge. All right, Kilo Bravo 8. We will pick it up later. I'm in Utica on the way to St. Clair, so we got some windshield time today.
FGF, F8, GBA here, copy.
God bless America. Good morning.
Hey, got you over here. You're a little noisy, but that's okay. We still pulling you in. Hey, I hear you got some windshield time over there, huh?
Yeah, roger that. It seems that all my projects are, you know, an hour away. So it seems anyway. But this time I'm going east, north and east, so it won't be quite so bad. Got a clanky boiler I gotta go look at.
Well, it's always nice to be needed or wanted, right? Over.
Yeah, roger that. Sometimes the client doesn't like to hear when I tell them what's wrong with this or that. This one, the client knows what's wrong, and they're just, they just cringe a little when I hand them the invoice.
Well, I've worked for myself in drywall and painting and stuff like that, and I always tell people, you know, comes down to that price. That's the cost to be the boss, you know. And, you know, hey, we all have to bite the bullet sometimes when we need things done, you know. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm waiting on a brick mason to fix the top three quarts of my chimney so I can get a can template up there. And then I got to get a price from Carpenter to replace the second floor door in my house, the entry door up on the second floor, and do a little bit of wood repair. So, yeah, we all got to bite the bullet. That's a fact. I'm just glad that I can contribute to the community. And part of the reason I might sound a little scratchy is I'm in the mobile with only 10 watts instead of on the base with 50.
Oh, that's okay, sir. I'm only kicking 5. I'm only kicking 5 over here. No, you're good. No problems here. Yeah, no problems here. Got to get a better radio myself here, but you know, it's going to take a minute. Got to get the budget figured out, see what's going on with the bills, and not go too fast and start spending too much money too quick. Over. GBA, over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I don't think you need to worry about getting another radio for a while with this good network of repeaters that we're tapped into. Which repeater are you talking through? KFA, FGS, back to you.
I believe one time I was talking to you off the Saginaw repeater, and that was the other night, and the guy said you need to switch over to Guilford. So I'm off the Guilford repeater right now, and Guilford seems to work pretty good for me. Millington and also Burt repeaters. I think I've heard you on the Burt repeater, too, if I'm not mistaken. KFA, GBA, over.
Yeah, roger that. When I'm up that way, I'll hop on whichever one is convenient. Not necessarily closest. That Guilford repeater is really high. I don't know the altitude of that antenna, but it's really high. So, you cut above the noise there with that one. But you're sounding good. I don't think you need to replace your radio just yet. In fact, I'm in the mobile. I got a 10-watt ball fan, so, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you got to give it to them. I'm using a TID radio. It's an H3 Plus. Last few times I talked to you was off my Baofeng. It's only like a $20 radio or so. And, you know, I had the AI lead me through this, and I told him that I just want to do it just a decent budget setup. And, like I said, main thing is your antenna. Get your antenna height as might, and if you can get up in the air, you got it. KFA, GBA, over.
Yeah, roger that on the budget setup. Yeah, antenna and coax are your deal. Now, have you looked into maybe hooking up with the Saginaw Club? Is there a lot of activity up there from the Saginaw Club?
Sir, I got to blame you for something. Yes, I checked into the Saginaw Club, and they meet on the first Friday of every month at Harry Brown Airport, which just passed. I couldn't make it at this time, but I should be able to make it in June. I'm going to go up there and do that. And the reason I say I got to blame you for something is because they're having the MS walk in Frankenmuth on Saturday, and he volunteers with the radio. I've never done it. They're going to use the Simplex channels and stuff like that, so I'll get to volunteer and also learn something at the same time. So, no, I just thank you for telling me to join the Saginaw Club and to check into it. And ever since then, it seems like I've been checking into the other things. So, you know, sir, it is your fault. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'll take all the blame, but none of the responsibility, is the way the expression goes. But, well, I'm glad that you're doing that. you know, giving back to the community in whatever way, little small way that we can. This past Saturday, the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps from the multiple counties around the state did a simulated emergency test. And where, you know, there's a simulated emergency. This one was a widespread power outage. And so we went around checking, you know, what gas stations had power and what grocery stores had power. You know, just, it was all simulated. But there's about 25 guys here in Macomb County, 25, maybe a few more. And, you know, if you count the guys manning the base station. But it was good. It was a good experience. KFHFGS, back to you.
Yeah, the last, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I met NAWRO from Macomb County, Tim. And, yeah, he was saying something about that. And I heard you guys talking about that earlier, and I was going to try to get in on that. But, you know, I work up at River Place, and my hours vary from time to time. So a lot of times I don't know. Our schedule is made out a month ahead. You know, sometimes you can change it, you know. Most of the time I don't mess with it. I just go with the flow, of course. So a lot of times I got to wait and see what the schedule says. And a lot of times before they make the schedule, I can, you know, request days off or whatever, you know. So a lot of times when I know the stuff in advance, I can, you know, kind of listen in and partake into it also. Over.
Yeah, Roger that on advance notice. Well, something you might be interested in is what's called field day. And that's where guys take their portable equipment, you know, with batteries and all this stuff and antennas, and go out to a park, and they simulate like helping FEMA and whatnot. And they make lots of contacts, you know, around the world and locally. And I would check into that. Look on that Saginaw site, because that'd be closer to your home. And you could just show up at their field day. You wouldn't have to be a member. They would welcome you with open arms, for sure. KFA.GS.
Well, sir, I tell you what, if it's anything I've experienced in the ham radio, I am glad to go meet people who seem like they are glad to meet you. You don't find that today anymore. People are getting too much into the phone technology, and they're becoming desensitized and emotionally drained and dead, if you ask me. I like a phone and everything, but I don't need it. You know, I'd rather have this radio myself. I love the way I've been received into the ham community. KFA-TVA, over.
Well, it's good to hear. I'm glad to hear it. NAWRO, Tim, I've known him for years. I actually went to high school with his older brothers. He's just a couple years younger. And, he's quite a guy. And any advice that he gives you, you can take it to the bank for sure.
Yeah, you know, and I really appreciate all you guys out here, everybody, you know. I've done a few net meetings, been in, started joining in, and just like I say, the reception's been great. Used to be what the CV was about back in the day. Now, you know, the CV's good for just traveling. From 07 to 11, I was over the road for those years, and the CV has saved my life. And it's also a good thing to take aggression out on if you're having a really bad day, and a lot of truck drivers are out there because that's a tough job. And mostly that's what it is. It's just people having a bad day trying to let out steam on each other. But it gets old after a while when you're having a decent conversation like we are, and somebody just got to be rude and cut in and, you know, just mess it all up. KF8GDA, over.
Yeah, Roger, on the aggression, and a lot of guys in the CB frequencies are running totally legal radios. They're running high power and, you know, it's an unlicensed deal, and, you know, it's just, they ruin it for everybody. But all that aside, you'll notice that when you're talking with another station on a repeater, they sometimes don't respond right away because they're listening just in case somebody wants to use the repeater or needs to or has a priority transmission or something like that. So if you ever notice, it might be several seconds before the station that you're in the QSO with will respond. Over.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I was talking to, I'm a little slow on the names yet. NAWRO, and I notice I have a timer on my radio. I talked for so long, and then it beeps, and then I'm supposed to let off for a minute, and then talk like 2 seconds later after that beep or something and pick back up. It's supposed to be to keep the radio from preheating and to give somebody a chance to step in and talk. Over.
Yeah, Roger. It's not only for your own radio. That's what the timer on your radio is for. But and there's also on the repeaters, they'll time out. If you talk more than usually 2 minutes, it'll time out. It'll disconnect you from the repeater. So that's just something to think about. And I'm about destinated. I got to pick up some material to go look at this boiler. And so I'm going to have to ring off here. I'm going to say 73. And it's good to talk to you again. KF8 is GBA. God bless America. This is KF8FGS, finding good signals. We'll be clear on your final.
Okay, KF8FGS. You have a great, blessed day at work. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. And this is KF8GBA, clear and final.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS, monitoring. NAWRO, this is KF8FGS calling.
NAWRO, good morning, dude. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'm just heading out to St. Clair for some work. And thought I'd give you a holler. Hey, did we get any scores back from the SEC?
Well, of course, our score was calculated and sent in Saturday night before 12 midnight deadline, but we're not going to know anything until later. The state people have to gather everyone's score and then obviously compare them and then send out the big notice we're waiting for. So suffice it to say, we did good, but you can never tell because you can't compare it to last set. You can't compare it to 2025 spring set. You have to compare it with the other counties participating because the scoring key formulas change every year. So there's nothing we can do but hurry up and wait.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. You know, the military parlance there, hurry up and wait, for sure. But I had a good time that day as I listened to the chatter and what have you. It was good. And I did meet a guy that I think he's the head of public safety in Richmond, and a guy named Jeff. And he was rather curious about what was going on. I let him know what we were doing, and he thought it was pretty cool. KFATFTF.
Hey, copy your last, that first name does ring a bell, but maybe DPW instead, but I could be wrong on that. I don't know everybody. But, yeah, funny how we met up there. What was that, on school section or something? Way out in the boondocks? That was you, right?
Yeah, Roger, that was at, I was headed for the Richmond Senior Center. It was a cooling center, and you were across the street from City Hall there waiting for your next assignment. So that was rather interesting and what have you. And then I was talking this morning with a new ham, newer than me, if you can believe that, KF8TBA said that he had spoken with you and he was glad to have done that.
AWRO. Yeah, that's Tom out of Birch Run. And I think he was on the Guilford repeater, connected, Central Michigan. And we talked a couple times now, newer hams, so that's good that we're helping him out. And, well, we were up north of actual Richmond City, so I'm guessing that was Richmond Township Municipal, well, not Municipal, Richmond Township offices must have been up that far. So, and then later on, when I got curved around to south of 30 Mile Road in Gratiot, I think I mentioned I ran into Joe, H-A-P. That's kind of funny. Two guys in the same exercise, you know, that's pretty interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know, in a real emergency, you don't know who's going to be where, and so that's why we practice and get to know how it's done, and get to appreciate the difficult job of the net control and what have you. And that fellow, KFA-GBA, I gave him the handle, God Bless America for GBA, oh, I don't know, a month or so ago. He'd only been a ham for, you know, he got his license like a week or two or three weeks before that. So he's been getting some mileage out of that. And he, after listening, you know, and I explained to him about, you know, how good it'd be to join a club, and the Saginaw Club is probably the closest one for him. And he now understands about the repeater network. He wasn't sure quite how that worked. And I gave him the website to look at how it all runs together. And he's volunteered. He works in Frankenmuth. And they got some function coming up this weekend. They were looking for volunteers with radios. And he was so tickled to be able to volunteer for that. So I just wish he lived in Macomb County. KFA-FGS. Back to you.
NAWRO, yeah, that's interesting, because I was mentioning to the EC that on set day Saturday, we also had a hike bike walk put on here in Richmond at the Macomb Orchard Trail, and it was to benefit veterans, and apparently it's an annual thing. The only thing is it conflicts with the spring set on the first Saturday of the month, but they, too, were asking for, you know, basically monitors, you know, people. They didn't mention radios, but that would have been a perfect assignment for us. So we're going to be looking for stuff like that. I mean, especially if it doesn't conflict with set days. But, we need to get some of those service events under our belt or on our resume, so to speak, as a group.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. And like this young fellow, Tom, you know, there's a lot more people, I think, like that than we know, who would, you know, want to be able to give back to the community and in our hobby. And I did tell him that Field Day was coming up in June, and that it might be a good idea to, you know, contact the Saginaw group. And, or I said, just look on the website, find out when and where it is, and just show up, you know, and they may not be having meetings in June. I noticed a lot of the clubs and organizations, June, July, and August, there's no meeting. So I encourage them to go to, back to the website. So we just got to keep encouraging people and bragging about it. And as I like to say, we've got to sell the sizzle. KF8FGS. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. In fact, I'm looking at the roster now. We onboarded 4, so we're up to 38. Any of it, any more, we're going to have to go to page 2 on the roster, which is a good problem to have. And ideally, we can, you know, get another 30. So instead of 38, you know, we're being closer to 60 or 70. That'll be what we're looking for. You know, postcards are fine. That's the old school way of your new ham, you get a postcard, welcome to ham radio. Here's who we are if you're interested. But there's other methods, too. You know, like MJR Theater, the screens before the movie, we're now a 501c3, so I'd like to see us up on that screen. If you're a ham radio, you know, go to the website. And that's really all we need to do. The website is going to be the big recruiting tool from now on.
KF8FGS. Absolutely. And as far as funding things, I did go on the Lifetime website, and I saw again that notice about Kroger. And I don't know what percentage they kick in, but I went ahead and went online and got to my Kroger account and added the group. So we'll see. And we need to promote that within our own organization. And the meetings, and then again on the Thursday net. A lot of people shop at Kroger, even if they don't buy much. But, you know, when you buy all your medicine and your food and your clothes and your fuel and all at the same place, why, it adds up to probably a considerable sum over time. So we need to promote that one, too.
Yes, sir. I did sign up for that a couple of months ago when John got it on the site, because I do go to the Kroger's here in Richmond. And it is unfortunate that the amount of cost of groceries and the amount that I spend, even as a single guy, we should be able to have a mobile command post. I don't know what percentage it is, but nevertheless, that would be nice.
Yeah, roger that. I think I better switch to the Richmond repeater. I'm there at M19 exit off at 94. I'm going to switch over.
NAWRO. Well, David, I'm going to cut you loose. 4 task books to prepare, and then we got a command meeting at MISD later tonight. So talk to you soon. NAWRO. I'm going to be clear the QSO after you, sir.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. Okay, thank you for the QSO, and we'll have to continue to encourage these new people, even if it's guys in another county, to get involved in their own county. So, KF8FGS 73, we're clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WUH to JDE Mobile listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Bravo 8, Romeo West India, standing by.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, FTS, monitoring. KF8, FGS, monitoring.
KF8, FGS, this is KF8, GBA, copy.
Yeah, hello there, Tom. My goodness, I heard you talked this morning. I figured you'd be at work this evening. I'm on the way home from my job.
Cool. That's good. I'm glad you got your work day done with. No, I got today off today. I went out and rode my Harley for a while and kind of let go for a minute. Copy?
Oh, Roger that. Oh, it's a beautiful day for it. Not real hot, but nice and sunny. So you don't get overheated riding the bike, but you don't get cold. All you need to do is, you know, is wear your leather and you're all set. I love these kind of days. Absolutely. KF8 FGS, over.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last long, so I just went out and changed my oil and took it for a ride. Went and got a Tim Hortons coffee and just kicked back. Enjoyed the day for right now. And just wanted to give you a holler back and see how your day went. KF8, GBA, over.
Yeah, Roger that. It was good to have a day off. I'm supposed to be retired, but I have fewer days off now than when I was working. It's always somebody wants something done, you know? Of course, then the volunteer work. This was a payday, a pay job today, but yeah, it's always good. So how are we sounding here? I'm probably, I was 20 miles from the repeater when you picked me up.
Yeah, you got a little bit of static, but I can definitely hear you, you know. Not bad. Transmission is still, you can tell what you're saying on that. Copy.
Hey, Roger that. Thank you very much for that signal report. At this radio, I don't have a program for the Richmond repeater, or I just switched over, but I didn't realize that. My DM32, I got them programmed with every repeater in three counties. But I didn't have Richmond on this radio. So I guess I'll have to remedy that. But not tonight. I'm thinking I need to take a hot soak tonight when I get home. Forget the shower. Give me a soaker tub.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, nothing wrong with that there. You get a little more relaxation going that way. I know my arthritis is bothering me here. It seems like more this spring than it ever has. So I think it's a little different this year. And I'm just getting kind of curious how summer's going to react, because one minute it's super hot, next minute it's chilling down. So at least it shouldn't be a boring summer. KFA, GBA, back to you.
Yeah, never boring. Never boring. If you're going to live in Michigan, you know, like everyone says, if you don't like the weather, hang around for 5 minutes. But I learned that people say that everywhere except Southern California.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I've been out to, I was a truck driver there for a while from 07 to 11. Been out to L.A. a few times. Been down to Otay Mesa, California, and San Diego, down that way. Come in from Otay Mesa, California. Been all the way up into the Napa Valley in California. Got to see majority of the state when I was driving, and never thought I would like it, but it is nice. And I tell you, L.A. has some of the best weather, but this year they're headed for humidity and very hot temperatures. Back to you.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of take it as they come, you know, weather is, and what was that guy, Forrest Gump? You know, weather is what weather does. Like, I came up, I'm English by heritage, and you know what they do in England when it rains?
Negative. I tell you, probably same thing to do out towards Washington, because that state, I went out there, it was raining, so, yeah, probably same thing to do in Washington. I don't have a clue, sir.
Well, you're right, Washington and England, but in England, when it rains, they let it rain. That's why you see everybody always carrying an umbrella, and, you know, we all had our umbrellas when we were little kids, and it just... Nowadays, people just walk around in the rain. I don't get it. But I'm not. I don't worry too much about the weather. You know, if it's coming up near hunt season, I want it to be, you know, nice and sunny. I want 1 inch of snow for deer season, so I can track deer. But I want it to be like, you know, 30 degrees. I don't want it to be cold. And when it comes pheasant hunting time, you know, I want it to be a little cooler, but not burning sun. And it's turkey hunting season. I like the mosquitoes to be gone. Whatever you guys do to get rid of the mosquitoes, that's what I say. But, yeah, it's a beautiful day. How many miles did you put on your Harley?
Well, like I say, not many, not really many, because I was just trying to, first thing this morning, I went over to Tim Hortons in Frankenmuth, and, warmed it up, of course, you know, that was a good warm-up for the oil, brung it back, and then popped the oil out of it. I sat back, shined it up, did a few other things, listened to you and NAWRO on the radio, and I need to talk to you of that in a minute. You're sounding good, though. Your radio sounded really good now. And so just did some work around here and changed the oil in it and went to fly out to Tim Hortons and got a coffee and come back and started talking to you here on the radio. KFA, GBA, over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, sometimes, you know, a quick ride early in the season get you back used to it, what have you. I did talk to Tim, NAWRO, after you and I spoke, and he had mentioned that he talked to you a couple times, and he's a good guy to learn from. He really is. He's pretty steady, and he's got a good handle on the hobby. He's personnel manager for the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. So he's elbows deep into that organization. It's a good organization, too. I tell you what, like I said, there's a lot of good people definitely need to. I tell you what, you need to, if you can, get up there with the Saginaw group. They may not have in-person meetings on in June, July, and August. Quite often these clubs, only, you know, they take off those months for in-person. But their nets are, the net is listed on the website, so you really need to check it out.
Well, my friend, I eavesdropped on you and Tim today. I heard what you guys are saying. And listen, I appreciate everything you guys have done to help me into this. And if you need a volunteer, I can always come down there and help you guys out. Just give me plenty of notice, or, you know, give me some notice. I can see what I can do. And I can come down to help you guys, like, you know, you say that Saturday you guys did this, drill you guys did. I can always ride down on my bike and do it and help you guys out. Gladly come down to meet you guys. And, you know, I've been down there before. I've worked down in that area since 1988. Copy?
Well, roger that. You definitely do not have to live in Macomb County to be to participate. Absolutely not. We'd be glad to have you. Our next meeting, see, we meet, it's the third, third Thursday, I believe, of the month. So it's not, it's in 2 weeks, roughly. And that'll be our last meeting before the summer break. But then we have the field day in June. And then again, that's on the Macomb Amateur Radio Public Service Corps website. So if you type in Macomb County Amateur Radio, and it'll pull that site right up for you. There's a lot of information on there. KF8FGS.
Well, like I say, you know, I will definitely come down and help you guys out. I just want to just, you know, like I say, if I'm going to pick up a hobby, I don't want to, I'm not limited. I don't like to be limited. I like to be free, we'll say, unlimited free. And I don't like to stay, I'm not going to want to stay in one area because everybody has different ideas, and I like to learn from everybody. And then, you know, sometimes you put all these ideas together for yourself and you find out that, wow, you really come up with something pretty good because it wasn't just contributed from one individual per se. You did it from, it's like a village raising a child, copy?
Yeah, I think I understand what you mean. You want to get input from a lot of different sources. But yeah, you could join us on, I think on our net, we have every Thursday at 7 o'clock, Thursday at 7 o'clock on, I don't know if you could hit it because they disconnect the repeater from the Central Michigan network so we can keep it more private because we take up a full hour. So, but you could definitely try to hit the, you know, the Richmond repeater from where you're at. I'll have to get you the frequencies on that one. But, yeah, it's a lot of good guys and having a good time. And not just, it's not just, not just men. There's some gals involved, you know. We have some guys that are like hospital liaison. The hospitals love that we do this. And because when they're out of communications, you know, like when the internet's down and stuff, they rely on people like us. So hospitals are all excited about it. It's a lot of fun. KF8FGS, back to you.
Well, KF8FGS. Yeah, I don't, you know, mind. I don't think I'll mind volunteering. I like the radio. You know, I'm really starting to like this. Like I say, it reminds me of back in the CD days, you know. And, you know, what good are you on the radio if you don't know how to use it or, you know, you don't meet, you know, you got to meet people on it, you got to learn, and it's just a way to get out of the house. You know, for myself, it's a long story, but I need to get out of the house and be able to socialize. Even though I do at work, I still need to not be isolated. KFA, GVA, over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you definitely need to socialize. That's why you got to have, you know, you got to try to get along with the people that you work with. You know, find a good organization like the Macomb ARPSC, and you got to have a good church. And, you know, it's all that is very, very important. Have you ever heard of Echolink? That's a way that you can talk on the ham radio with your phone, and you could definitely get involved with our group on the net on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock through Echolink. Have you ever heard of that? Over.
KFA GBA. Yes, I have. I got it on my phone. I'm practicing and trying with it. I have it on my computer too, and somehow I got into up in Wisconsin on a conversation. It was a really good conversation, but I couldn't figure out how to get my mic and everything to work on it. You know, I didn't know you had to push the space bar to talk, and you know, I was learning, and I'm still learning. But yeah, give me time, I will learn that, and like I say, I'll be able to join you guys pretty soon. Copy.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, Echolink is pretty cool. I don't recommend it for, you know, everyday radio use, but it does work. In fact, I'm going to try to. I have an uncle that he's the net control for a couple different nets down in South Carolina, and I think I'm going to surprise him one of these evenings. And you know, once I figure out what repeater they use down there in South Carolina. And I'm going to sign into the net and see if he recognizes my call. Over.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I would do that too. Definitely got to do that one too. You know, and I tell you what, South Carolina and North Carolina are two of the prettiest states on the East Coast you'd ever go to, I feel. Some of the greatest people on the East Coast are in North and South Carolina. I have nothing to say about that. My mom was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I've been going to North Carolina since a child. And whenever they run me in North Carolina trucking, I loved it. Copy?
Yeah, I copy that. My sister lives near Charlotte, one of the suburbs over there. And I've been down there a few times. It's really nice. Yep, it's really nice. If it hadn't been for my kids and work and careers and stuff, I might have ended up moving down there. My wife is from Oklahoma, and we're actually thinking about at some point moving down there. Not for a couple of years, but we've already looked at property down there, and it's beautiful on the eastern side of Oklahoma, from Oklahoma City to the east. It's pretty lush. If you look at the satellite map at the state of Oklahoma, you can see a definite line of demarcation from where it's green to where it turns into desert sand. So, yep, there's lots of other places to live besides Michigan. Over.
Yeah, just when you're down there and you're going to get property or so, just make sure you take a look at Tornado Alley. And remember, they say it is moving east little by little. They say that the storms and tornadoes and stuff of that nature that come through Tornado Alley back in the day, they say it's gradually moving east a little bit. So, you know, just make sure you're not in the path down there, because I had some friends move down there, and I don't know how. I haven't heard from them in a while, so I don't know if, you know, if the tornadoes got them. Copy?
Oh, definitely. I understand. My wife had a couple different houses she had owned over the years. Got demolished after she had sold and moved on. You know, she found out that the whole town got demolished. My stepson, the school he went to, everything. And what happens down there is they'll wipe a whole town off the map, and they don't rebuild. They go build somewhere else. It's pretty wild down there in that regard. But thanks for the heads up on that, for sure. KF8FGS. Over.
Yeah, and the last time we talked, you talked about Wyatt. And I forgot to get back with you on that, but I call him Little Wyatt. Little Wyatt. He is one of the first people I talked to on the radio. And it was really fun to talk to him, FQN, that is. And, I tell you what, it is really intriguing how interested in things he is at this age. And I tell you what, curiosity might just lead him a long ways. KF8, GDA, back to you.
Yeah, I talked to Wyatt a time or two. He's a nice young man. And there's a couple of the guys from the club that are helping him out. And he's, I'm not sure. I think he might have got his general, but he's working on that too. And I just realized this handheld, it's really hot. I'm burning up the circuits here. It's hot to hold. And I'm almost destinated back to my home GTH. So I'm going to say 73. Really nice talking with you, Tom. And I'm sure we'll talk again in the not-too-distant future. KF8, FTS 73 will be clear on your final.
Okay, KF8, FTS. We got that. Like I say, I appreciate all the information you and Tim have given me and all the help you guys have given me. Anytime that I can give back to anybody who has helped me, I always try to give back. Not just give back, but it also makes me feel better about myself. And I definitely appreciate your day, your time, and definitely have a blessed day and a good night, and we will definitely be talking to you soon. Clearing out and final. KF8, GBA.
KF8, GBI, mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
FLK. On frequency, this is November 8, Foxtrot Lima Kilo in Lansing. Just giving a shout out to Mid-Michigan. This is N8FLK listening.
You're connected to CNN Network.
Last call. Didn't quite catch that last transmission. This is November 8, Foxtrot Lima Kilo.
Copy that. N8KL. No, sorry. N8FLK. This is KF8GBB.
KF8GBB, I think it is. I guess there's a little bit of a lag time for the repeaters to get synced up there. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. My name's Andy. I'm over here in Byron, a little bit between Howell and Lansing area.
Sounds I've got a friend that lives over there. He's a pastor of the church in Williamston, Matt Mangan. I think he's got a little farm there in Byron.
Yeah, it's a nice little farm community out here. And, I just programmed this, every repeater I could find in my area here, so I apologize if my signal's not too great. I might be reaching a bit out of my range.
Signal is readable. There's a little static, but that's totally to be expected. You're doing quite readable signal from Byron. And I'm, like I said, here in Lansing.
This repeater is based out of Guilford, is that correct?
I'm really not sure where this repeater is located in the Lansing area, but it covers Lansing, Saginaw, Flint, Midland, and quite a big range. There's, I got three or four linked repeaters. Maybe someone else listening could tell us.
Well, I can hear my daughter summoning me, so I'm going to have to cut the conversation short. But it was nice to make your contact. November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo, 73 to you. KF8GDD.
Enjoy the future show as well, KF8GDD. I think I finally got it right. And you had my call 100% correct. 73 is to you and hope to get you in the next go round. This is NAFLK clear.
NACAF mobile monitoring.
N8DAF mobile, this is N8FLK at the home at QTH. Back to you.
KF8FLK, name there at this fence cliff. Pleased to meet you. Looking at some nasty weather rolling in here, so I put my call out on the radio. How you doing your way?
I'm disappointed to hear bad weather's coming because it seemed like we've had plenty of that, cold, and near to 70 degrees. I was pretty happy with it. So what's going to happen?
There's a thunderstorm rolling in, possibility of side hail and stuff like that with it, according to the National Weather Service. Where I'm at right now, coming up on Grosbeck and Kelly, it's about, offhand guess, 20 minutes out, maybe, if the radar's to be believed.
That's so good. A name here, Cliff, is Kirby. It's like the vacuum cleaner, Kilowatt, Ecuador, Romeo, Baker, Yankee. I'm in Lansing, and skies look great here.
Well, down here in the South Side Clinton Township, the skies are not so great. But I can definitely see in your direction and why you would say that. But yeah, down here, we've got a healthy blob headed our way.
KF8-UDA.
Go ahead, QRZ station.
Yeah, I just want to say, listening in, Tom and Bert's run here. It's nice and sunny, and I'm hoping it stays that way at least till tonight. Copy.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, I'm hoping it stays nice for both of you guys as well, but it's not going to be for me here. I'm pretty much dead in the path of the nastiest part of the cell. And that's why I'm headed for home. All right. Over to you, Kirby.
A friend down the road who's a big weather watcher. I forgot what the name of the organization he's a member of, Storm Chasers. And he was down in Three Rivers and Union City for the tornado, then down to Indiana for some other stuff. He'll probably be headed your way if the storm is going to be that way. So back to the QRZ station. I didn't get your call. Come back again. The call here is N8FLK.
Yeah, this is KFA GBA Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. Tom out of Birch Run. Copy.
No, Tom, yeah, we were just talking, and then Cliff came in. Yeah, I'm hoping it stays good here, but I guess we'll find out the way the weather goes. We were happy finally to have a little good weather. We're hoping to go canoeing. The XYL wanted warm weather, so here it is. Now I guess we're not going to have it very long. So I'll turn it back over to you, Tom. This is N8FLK.
Okay, N8FLK. Didn't mean to interrupt your guys' conversation. Just wanted to jump in, kind of say hi. I'm kind of new at this. About March 11th, learning and just trying to, you know, see how everything goes. But, I'll let you guys go back, and I'll say W3 to you guys. And just want to just kind of meet somebody and wish you guys a great day. Out and over on your last chance.
Okay, Cliff, I'm headed out to you. This is N8FLK to N8DAF.
Well, Kirby, much as it's been a pleasure, I'm just about home, and that stuff is moving in kind of quick here. I can basically see the curtains falling from the clouds. So with this, I'm going to say 73s to you and the other gentlemen. I hope you both have a good evening. And I'm going to go tuck myself away and get away from this weather. And with that, this is NATAF, clear, listening out.
I hope that nothing bad happens, but it could. You know, that's the way weather is. So anyway, 73s to you, 73s to you also, Tom. Enjoy the queue. So this is N8FLK, clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Through the CAD and Macomb County Skywarn, National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Macomb County until 8:30 p.m. Current hazards are high winds up to 60 miles per hour and quarter-sized hail. This is radar indicated. We'll stand by and watch what goes on because it's only for about 24 more minutes and see if it develops. But just a heads up for those listening. WCD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Understood. Thank you, Jeff. NAWRO, and in case you do need it, we are disconnected.
Very good. I would ask stations in the southern end of the county if you have any weather events, large hail or wind 60 miles per hour plus, to contact Net Control and we can get those into the weather service. Their MyCon is not activated, so that tells me that weather service isn't too worried about it. But once you get a heads up, we'll see how it goes. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.